We're up to Mishnah Dalet in Perek Yud. It says the Mishnah, Misha halcha ishto l'medina sayam, uba'u v'amru lo mesa ishtecha, v'nasa es achosa, v'achar kach ba'ad ishto. So the case now is a case where a man's wife goes overseas. And they come and they tell the man that your wife died. So he goes and marries her sister. The iser of an achos isha is only while the wife is alive. Now his wife is dead, so he goes and marries her sister. Then they come and they tell him that afterwards his wife walks in. So his wife is alive. What's the halacha here? Says the Mishnah, muteres lachsor lo. Hu muter bekrovas shnia, v'shnia muteres bekrovav. That he is permitted to return to his first wife, because the second, the marriage to the second wife, the sister of his first wife, was a mistake. It didn't work, because you can't marry your wife's sister. And he returns to his first wife. The Mishnah continues that he's also mutter in the relatives of the second woman, and the second woman is mutter in his relatives because they were never married. The Torah only ushered arayas in the relatives based on marriage, not based on just having relations without marriage. V'im, continues the Mishnah, v'im mesa rishona mutter b'shniya. If the first woman dies, so he is allowed to go and marry the sister, the second woman that he married. Amru lo mesa ishtecha v'nasa es achosa, v'char kach amru lo kayemes haisa umesa, havlad rishon mamzer, v'achron eno mamzer. They say to him, your wife died, and he goes and marries her sister. Same case. Now they say to him, really, your wife was alive, but now, and then later she died. So the child he had with the second woman, this sister of his wife, if the, any child he had while his original wife was still alive is a mamzer, because that child was a child born from a woman who was an achos isha, an erva. And any child he has with this second woman after his wife actually did die is not a mamzer. Finishes off the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol sheposel al yidei acherim, posel al yidei atzmo, v'chol she'ein posel al yidei acherim, eino posel al yidei atzmo. Rabbi Yossi says, anyone who posels by way of others, posels by way of himself. And anyone who does not puzzle by way of others does not puzzle by way of himself. What does this mean? What is Rabbi Yossi talking about? The Gemara says, Rabbi Bartanura brings it down, that we're talking about a case over here of two guys who are not brothers. We'll call them Reuven and Moshe. Reuven's married to Leah, and Moshe is married to Rachel. Now, they're, Leah and Rachel are sisters. Now, Rabbi Yossi understood from the Tanakhama that the halacha is always going to be the same, that if Moshe and Leah, again, Leah was married to Reuven and Rachel was married to Moshe. So Moshe goes overseas, and he goes overseas not with his own wife, but with the wife of Reuven. They go off on a business trip overseas, and they say that they die. Now, Reuven goes and marries Moshe's widow, Rachel. Now, Moshe and Leah come back. They turn out not to be dead, and they come back. Now, Rabbi Yossi understood from the Tanakhama that the halacha should always be the same over here, that Moshe would be aser to take his wife Rachel back, like we saw in the first Mishnah in the Perek, and Reuven would be mutter to take his wife Leah back. On that, Rabbi Yossi argues and says, no, the halacha of Rachel and Leah, these two women, is going to be equal in all cases. But he makes a difference between erusin, which is only betrothing the woman without having had the physical relations, and nisuin, where he took her as a full wife. The difference is going to be that in Erusin it's possible to make a Tanai. It's possible to make a conditional Erusin, and if the condition doesn't work out, the Erusin falls apart. That's not possible to do in Nisuin. So says Rabbi Yossi, if there was an Erusin originally between Reuven and Leah, and then Leah went overseas with Reuven's brother Moshe, and then we were told that they died, so Reuven goes and marries Rachel, the sister of Leah, who is the wife of his of the man Moshe, excuse me, not his brother, the man Moshe. So then we will say, since Reuven and Leah were only originally did Erusin, so then we'll say maybe there was a Tanai in the Erusin, and therefore Reuven and Rachel were really married, because Reuven was never really married to Rachel's sister Leah. Therefore, we'll make Reuven give Rachel a get. Once we make Reuven give Rachel a get, so now Moshe cannot take Rachel back as his wife, because it looks like a guy who's being machzir, grushaso. It looks like a guy who is taking back his divorcee after she married somebody else. That's aser, so she can't go back to Moshe. Reuven also is not allowed to go and marry Leah, because after he gives a get to Rachel, it looks like Leah is the sister of his divorcee. And that's also aser. So both women will be aser to return to their husbands in a case where Reuven and Leah only had Erusin before the whole incident happened. If Reuven and Leah had Nisuin before, then we're going to say everybody's mutter. Because since Reuven and Leah were fully married, and then Leah and Moshe, who is the husband of Leah's sister Rachel, went overseas. So now we were told they died. So Reuven goes and marries Rachel. So now when Reuven goes and marries Rachel, we say after Moshe and Leah come back, that marriage must have been a mistake. Since Reuven and Leah were fully married, there's no way there could be a condition on their marriage. So the whole thing was a mistake. Therefore, we will not make Reuven give Rachel a get. Therefore, Rachel can go back to Moshe, and therefore Reuven can take Leah back as his wife. That's the case Rabbi Yossi is talking about over here. That's what he means when he says that anybody who puzzles al yidei acherim puzzel al yidei atzmo, meaning the same mechanism that Reuven is going to puzzle Rachel on Moshe, which is through having to give her a get, would also puzzle his own wife on him. But if he doesn't have to give Rachel a get, then he will not puzzle Rachel from returning to her husband, and his own wife Leah also will be allowed to return to him. Next Mishnah Hey. Amru lo mesa ishtecha v'nasa achosa me'aviha, mesa v'nasa achosa me'ima, mesa v'nasa achosa me'aviha, mesa v'nasa achosa me'ima, v'nimtzu kulan kayamos. The case is like this in this Mishnah, that this guy, he goes and he's married to a woman. Now, this woman, they tell him, died. So he goes and he marries her sister, but her paternal sister. Now they told him that that woman died. Now, the first woman he's married to, we're going to call the first wife, the Rishona. The second woman, who is the paternal sister, we're going to call the second wife. Now the second wife dies, and then, or they told him that she died, and then he goes and he marries the second wife's sister, but a maternal sister. That maternal sister is considered the sister of the second wife, but she has no relation to the first wife. Now that third wife dies, so he goes and he marries her sister, but her paternal sister. So now this fourth woman is a sister of the third woman, but she has no relation to the first two women. Now they tell him that she dies. So now he goes and he marries her sister, who's a maternal sister. So that maternal sister has a relation of sisterhood to the fourth sister, but no relation of sisterhood to the third, first, or second sisters. So we have a sort of crazy case here. Now it turns out that they're all alive. So now what does this guy do? He now has five women who come in front of him. They're all alive, and he married them all at some point. Now, if we look at this case, it turns out that the first marriage obviously was a good marriage. He went and he got married. The second marriage cannot be a good marriage because you cannot marry the sister of your wife. The third marriage was a good marriage because the third marriage, that third woman had no relation to the first woman. She only had a relation to the second woman, but the second woman was never really married to him. She couldn't be because she was a sister of the first woman. The fourth woman also cannot be married to him because the fourth woman was a sister of the third woman and the third woman was married to him. So the fifth woman could be married to him because the fifth woman was only related to the fourth woman and the fourth woman was never allowed to become his wife. So therefore you have this guy really should be married to women 1, 3, and 5, but by women 2 and 4, the marriage never took hold. And that's what the Mishnah is about to say. Mutter b'rishona b'shlishis u'b'chamishis. So he's mutter, he's allowed to stay with the first, third, and fifth women. All of those women, the kedushin worked, and he is allowed to be married to all three of them. Upotros tzarosehen, and they'll also pater their tzaras if they were to fall out in a yibum situation. V'aser b'shnia u'b'reviz, but he's going to be aser in the second woman and the fourth woman because they will be sisters of his wife. The second woman is the sister of the first woman who's his wife, and the fourth woman is the sister of the third woman who's his wife. Ve'ein bias achas mehen poteres tzarasa. And if there was a yibum situation, and one, and either the second or fourth woman had a had a physical relation with the yavam, that's not going to affect the yibum status of women 1, 3, and 5, who are his full wives. Now the Mishnah changes the case a little, and let's say instead of all five of them being alive, the first one actually did die, and it's the other four, women 2, 3, 4, and 5, who are actually alive. So then the second woman is called his wife, because there was no problem there, because his original wife was dead. So he's allowed to marry the sister of his wife after his wife dies. So then the Mishnah says, he's mutter b'shnia u'b'reviz. So now it flips. He's going to be fully married to the second woman and the fourth woman, but he won't be able to be married to the third woman and the fifth woman because they will be sisters of his wife. Upotros tzarosehem, and if there's a yibum situation, the second and fourth women are considered his wives for that yibum situation, and they will pater each other through yibum or chalitza. V'aser b'shlishis u'b'chamishis. So he'll be usher in the third and fifth wives because they were sisters of his wife. Ve'ein bias achas mehem poteres tzarasa. And if the third or fifth women had a relation with the yavam in a yibum situation, that's not going to have any effect halachically on the zika and on the yibum of the women who are his full wives, meaning in this case the second and the fourth women. That's the end of Mishnah Hei.